So you've got quite a few big names lined up here. You know, you've got Monet, just to name one of them. What makes the artworks from the Impressionist movement stand out for you guys and want to adapt this into the type of display you want to do?
We're about creating large, multi-sensory experiences to tell stories. And I think that's the secret for a lot of people to understand art in particular is what's the story behind it, because sometimes not everyone's educated enough to understand what the painting is actually telling them. But look, the Impressionists were a bit of a rebel group at the time because they broke away from the traditionalists of the conservative art movement in Paris at the time. And I think what we're doing is a little bit rebellious in terms of just redefining the way art is viewed by people around the world at the moment. It's opening up whole new audiences to art and culture, where they don't really have to understand the subject matter that much to get great entertainment and enjoyment from it.
Yeah, and now you said multi-sensory, and I know that you guys brought the Van Gogh work to Sydney last year. Can you kind of, go through, if I were to book some tickets and jump out and go and see it, what would I kind of be going through in this exhibition?
Well, it's like walking into a massive cavernous space with 30 IMAX screens going on all around you.
Wow.
in 360 degrees. So what a multi-sensory experience is we're really looking at all the human senses, your kinesthetic sense of space, your audio, your visual, your sense of smell, the aromas that we put into the experience, and not so much taste and touch in this particular instance, but we also can integrate those things and have them synchronized together. And what that does is it gives an amplified outcome for the visitor, and often that is an emotional outcome. And when we get an emotional outcome, there's an engagement there. There's some sort of response to what you're looking at, and it's often a very enjoyable one.
Yeah, and I mean, this, as I did mention before, you brought Van Gogh's work to Sydney last year, and that was, incredibly successful. I think, I can't speak on behalf of all of Sydney, but from what I saw, we absolutely loved it. Is Monet and Friends going to be displayed in a different way, and what's going to be different?
Look, there's a lot of similarities there in the way it's displayed, but the subject matter is so different. And I suppose the easiest, simplest way I can put it is that, we brought out Van Gogh Alive last year, and that's a blockbuster walkthrough cinematic experience, and this will be another one. And it is a little bit like going to the movies in some ways. You go and see one great film one year and then another great film the next year. They're different, but they're similar in the way that we present and work the story using the huge, big visuals, moving image, slightly animated and motion graphics added, etc., to create interest, but not to lose the integrity of the art, sync to the music, the aromas coming through. So the experience is quite similar, but subject matter quite different.
And I guess if I could just ask you one last question as well. I mean, I think for a while people have been trying to figure out, that next step in, exhibitions, really. And
yep.
I guess, there's been a lot of, trying to integrate art with apps on mobile phones, on smart devices. You scan the QR code and hear an audio tour or something like that.
Yeah.
But you guys have, taken this a different step and, not going back to old technology at all, but, you're using big screens, not necessarily engaging with smart devices. What do you think makes that so successful?
We started this 10 years ago. 2010, we really started this, and we were first in the world to do so. So we're really pioneering this movement, but it's the size of the space that you're in. But at the end of the day, as humans, we want to share experiences. And quite often, if you're stuck in a VR headset or you're looking at a smartphone or a tablet, you're having an individual experience. What we like to do is create experiences that people can share and then share again and share again through those devices to their friends, but really live in the moment at the experience with their family and friends.